It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news. We do it every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon. And a Tuesday morning, nice to get Monday out of the way, as we always say on a Tuesday. It is March the 19th. And hey, thank you, Kelly and Jason in Perth, who are longtime listeners, emailed through to say that after 4 years of saving, it finally looks like it is going to happen, that you are going to get onto the property ladder. So congratulations to you. And you mentioned Anthony Landau's mortgage podcast series that you do listen to. So Anthony is going to be very pleased to hear about that. In fact, he is in later on this afternoon talking about the RBA announcement. And if you'd like to get an email into us, you can do that. Our email address is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. Now, this morning, we're going to be talking a little bit about downsizes in Sydney. Right across the Sydney suburbs, many people find themselves with substantial cash reserves when transitioning from houses to units within their local suburbs. Now, Domain tells us that in affluent areas like Bellevue Hill, the gap between median house and unit prices can reach millions of dollars. The trend of well-funded downsizes driven by soaring property values is different these days to traditional retirees. And the reason for that is that people are younger. However, escalating property prices pose challenges, with some opting to delay downsizing to capitalize even further. So it's a really interesting subject. And this morning we are going to catch up with a downsizer, Bronwyn Roberts in Sydney. And good morning to you, Bronwyn. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Good morning, Craig. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on. So, yeah, so you're a downsizer and you sort of bit the bullet. You were living in a reasonable size house, I think 6 bedrooms on a 1,000 square meter block, and you decided that you were going to downsize. So talk us through that. Why did you decide to do it?
Very typical to be in big homes around the Tarramurra area, but I've had 2 children fly the nest, I guess, and start their adulting lives. I've got a boy in the army and a girl that's a registered nurse, and I only have 1 child left at school, and it just seemed a bit empty here with that. So I decided to look for something smaller, but I wanted to stay in the area.
So, okay, so you wanted to stay in the area, something a little bit smaller, but you didn't want to move into a unit. So tell us the thinking around that.
Well, I'd had a look at a few places. I felt at this stage of my life I needed to look at all possibilities, and I'd been encouraged by friends to look at apartments, townhouses. Some of my friends had bought into off-the-plan style living. So I did investigate all those options, and also in my practice I spoke to a lot of women about their strata issues. That really turned me off being a part of a strata, because I found a lot of women were very, felt marginalised and a little bit bullied sometimes being in a strata building. So I was really deterred by that, and I just had a feeling I needed to still have a freestanding property. So I searched really hard and found a much smaller house on a much smaller block of land in St. Ives and purchased that. So I feel very content.
Now, tell us a little bit about the strata. That's a really interesting angle. I haven't heard that before, but it kind of makes sense. If you are not really a, let's say, somebody that can stand up for themselves, and if you're on your own and you don't have a husband, you mentioned that you could get bullied.
Well, these are stories that are told to me by patients that come to see in my practice, and there's a lot of single women that retired in their later, you know, 50s and 60s, and they find it a little bit overwhelming and a little bit patronizing sometimes when they're subjected to strata meetings and decision making that they're not a part of, and they don't like it. And I just didn't want to be a part of a strata or be subjected to those sorts of decision making processes, whether they were going to happen to me or not. I just knew it wasn't something that I wanted to be a big part of my life moving forward. I wanted to maintain my independence around my home and my living.
I think a lot of people can identify with exactly what you're saying. You also mentioned that you didn't want to live in an over 55s establishment. And I think a lot of people in this age bracket, you know, 55s plus, it's completely different now. Like, you go back a generation or two, you know, somebody that's 55 is a lot younger in their outview, and this can sort of seem to be a little bit too early retiree.
Yes. So some places that I went to had that sort of energy around it, and I didn't feel like I was going to fit in there because my kids and I still get rowdy. We play loud music. We've got lots of dogs. We have food. We're outdoors. We're noisy. And I just knew that I just didn't belong in that setting. I'm not ready to quieten down yet.
So tell us a little bit about how difficult it was, because they are reporting that as a result of so many people deciding to cash out of larger homes, there's not enough stock in the market. So that's creating a bit of a waterfall effect for people like yourself trying to find something.
I think you're correct, but if you look at the area, there's not a lot of small property. North Shore flourishes with just big old homes, or even new homes that are all massive on big blocks of land. It's not until you go right down into the lower North Shore where you start to find the smaller blocks and the smaller homes. So this is a rare find, the place I've got in St. Ives. There's just not a lot of houses like it in the area. They're just traditionally much bigger homes in the Upper North Shore.
Okay, well, gee, it really sounds like you were very lucky in finding what you did. And we are talking to Bronwyn, who has downsized in Sydney, and we will come back to find out more after this.
Every week, real estate transactions take place as the market shifts month by month. And every day, we keep you better informed and updated on The Real Estate Podcast.
Well, yesterday, Domain reported on a story that was a little bit unusual, which was a story about a house cleaner in Adelaide who managed to fulfill her dreams of home ownership, you guessed it, by purchasing the very property that she meticulously cared for and cleaned. The vendor, who also served as the listing agent, revealed that the cleaner was captivated by the home's charm and expressed interest in buying it even before it hit the market. So, drum roll, what happened? Well, the deal was done. It was sealed at the weekend on Saturday at auction time. $920,000 later, the home cleaner ended up with the very home that she cleaned. And talk about the best due diligence. You're inside the home cleaning and dreaming and scheming about the property that you know is going to market, that is in your price range. And that is what you call a very feel-good story this morning, and a little bit unusual.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
And it's a Real Estate Tuesday, and we are back with Bronwyn, who has downsized in Sydney. Now, you mentioned that you've got a lot of friends, you've got a lot of clients through your business that you're getting a lot of comments from. What about other people that you know where they have decided to downsize because some of these grandparents parents. You know, they're starting to just sort of send the cash out to the grandchildren, as it were, because in some of these cases, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars of a waterfall effect. Do you know people that are younger than the grandparents where they're just giving their children, you know, a real step up into property?
Look, my family are helping my children get into property. It's not something that I'm in a position to do at the moment, but both of my younger children who have left home, one of them's already purchased a property, the second one is going to, and if we don't help them, they'll never buy, so they will never get the money to buy. And for now, I needed the money to actually secure my own home still. If I was willing to live in an apartment, I would have had plenty of money over. I don't know whether I would have given it to my children, though. I've still got a lot of living to do, Craig.
I get it. You definitely sound like a very young mum that has decided to just get out of the sixth bedder and into something a little bit smaller. And how long have you been in the area, Bronwyn, and just in terms of what you have seen happen over a decade, maybe 20 years or so?
Look, I'm originally from the Blue Mountains and I've been living in the North Shore for the last 20-odd years, and I see a lot of knockdown rebuilds and, you know, all along the Pack Highway, they've done all the level 5, like lots of development along there. So I think the roads are really getting overused. I think there's a lot of good roads along the highway. But yeah, I don't know if they're building enough of what I needed to move into. I think there's a lot of fancy townhouses going up and off the plan stuff, but I wasn't ready to wait for that. Some of them were 2 years away, and I think there's a lot of problems with buying off the plan. I think they're trying to cater for people like me with those sorts of concepts, but they were very expensive, you know, $3.5, $3.8 million to 2.5 years away. And then there's a whole lot of problems with buying off the plan as well. You don't know if you're going to get what you think you're going to get.
Yes, there's no doubt about it. That is a major problem with some developers, and we've talked about that on the podcast. So you've gone through this whole process. It sounds like you've come out the other side. You've got yourself a property. You can turn up the music. You can still dance around. You've got the dogs there, and life is pretty good. Sounds like you're starting stage two of your life.
Indeed, Craig. I am indeed.
Well, thank you for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning, telling us a little bit about your set of circumstances and breaking that down. Enjoy your Tuesday, and maybe we'll catch up another time.
You too. Thanks a lot for listening.
Decode the property market with insider knowledge and insights to better navigate your real estate journey on The Real Estate Podcast.
When we're not trying to sell houses, any time that permits, it's always running to some cricket oval for a match here or a game there. So it's always a bit of chaos, but another weekend in paradise, and now we're back into Monday.
Are you vicariously living your cricketing dreams and aspirations through your son like so many dads?
Yes, some would say that. When he was under 12s, I could still have him, and everyone's like, gee, the boy's all right, but you still go okay, Dad. But yeah, now he is fast outgrowing me, and I'm on a downward spiral, and he's on a rapid uphill trajectory, so I'm no longer trying to catch him up through the grades.
Is he a bowler or a batter?
I know, he's an opening bat and a wicket keeper. Yeah, so he certainly has a bit of fun with it.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.